Compass FM with Steph. In the studio today, we welcome back into Compass FM for our monthly catch-up. Morena to Emma Feathery. She's a Hiranui District Council's Safer Roads Facilitator. G'day, how are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
A cracker day outside, isn't it?
Lovely, yeah.
I do struggle, though, a wee bit in the morning sometimes, Emma, when the sun is at that certain height. I was talking to Pete Daly yesterday from Waimak District Council. Sunstrike can be a real issue in the morning, can't it?
Oh, very much so, yes.
So make sure you clean your windows before you get in your car is probably a really good piece of advice. Hey, Emma, today we're talking about VTNZ has been in your hood, shall we say, over the last wee while. Can you tell us about some visits that are coming up?
Yes. So this year we've been running a series of learner theory classes. They will do them in the school holidays in Amberley and also in each of the area schools. After they have learnt that theory from our wonderful tutor we've been using, Graham Daly, Eyes on the Road, I've been following up by inviting VTNZ to each township to do learner theory testing, and then also they can do renewals and reinstatements at the same time.
What a huge difference that must make for the, you know, the youth program in the Hiranui district as well, as I imagine.
Yes, well, having a driver's license in a rural community is essential, really. I mean, it opens up the opportunities for further education opportunities, work opportunities, social opportunities, yeah, to get wherever you need to be, and then to have to, and then not having the barrier of having to travel to Rangiora to then do your test means that everyone, in good time, can and make sure that they get their awarded their learner theory license straight after that education. So that's why we've been putting that in place.
Great independence, and they're not having to wait for mum and dad to, you know, can you take me into town, you know, as they build up and they get through their learners and their restricted license as well too. I mean, driving in the country is completely different to driving in the town, isn't it?
Yes, so it's really important to have a bit of both and have both experiences. And you need to gain your restricted
confidence
license.
Confidence as well, too. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, as you mentioned, Graham Daly, Eyes on the Road, a driving instructor. That is really cool that he's been able to come out and help as well, too. I think that's fantastic. So, this program is not only good for the youth, but I imagine really good for those people who are on the other end of the spectrum, slightly older, and maybe they need to look at renewing their license reinstatements as well too.
Yes, and that's really a paper-based process to complete, and to have to drive a couple of hours to do that, I like to take that barrier out of it, so that's why we've started including that now. So we are having publicly open time at each of those sessions for people to come along complete that process.
So anyone can come along to this?
Yes, they can,
yay. So how will we find out when VTNZ is in the district, and how will we, you know, say, hey, we'd like to come along? Do we need to book in advance?
No bookings. So Cheviot's the next cab off the rack, so to speak. Monday the 13th of May, Cheviot Area School in the community room, 1 till 4:30 p.m. It won't be much of a wait, and then we'll take you when you can.
Is there a cost around for these for sitting your learner's license in there as well, to Emma?
Yes, there is. Yep. Yes. So it's around $90 for someone to sit their learner license. Yep. You only have to do the payment once now.
Oh, good.
And so then you can resit if you need to.
That's wonderful.
Many a times until you pass. In terms of renewals, that changes depending on how old you are. As you get older, you have to do it more regularly. They reduce the fee, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Each time you have to do it. So a lady I worked with the other day, I was in her 70s, it was $25 for her to renew. So I think that differs.
Yeah. Roundabout, yeah.
Yeah.
So is there FPOS machines or payment facilities available? Do you know? Or?
Yeah, the payment facilities are a credit card and then a debit card.
Oh, right, yes, yeah.
They don't have FPOS, sadly, or cash.
I understand.
One of the two, so.
So just make sure that you're prepared. Look, who knows, maybe someone goes along with you, they might pay it for you. If you take someone with you, mum or dad might do it, you never know.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, or even if you're an older person, who knows, maybe your kids might shout you that ability to reinstate as well too. That is great. Emma, is there anything else you'd like to cover over before we finish up today?
Yes, well, the only other thing that's really important is making sure you come with the appropriate paperwork. And the hardest part with that, I mean, we can give the VTNZ forms, the hardest part is making sure you've got the appropriate IDs. So if it's an old driver's license, it's easy, but if you're youth, there's different forms associated, and that's linked on the Hiranui District Council Facebook page. There's a post about that. Otherwise, you can look up Luna Theory via the website, and they give you a really detailed list.
Yeah, because there'd be nothing more annoying than turning up for your learners and going, oh, dang it, don't have the paperwork. Yes. So yeah, make sure that you've got your paperwork, and you'll be away laughing. And good luck to everyone who's taking part, because it can be quite daunting, isn't it, when you maybe first get your learner's license or you're resitting, isn't it, Emma?
Definitely. But I've found the setting of doing it within your school or within your community can be a much more relaxed way of doing it, instead of lining up in an office with many people. So I find that can make people more comfortable.
I like that. That's that real community country feel, isn't it, Emma?
Yes.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you so much for coming in today, Emma Feathery from the Hiranui District Council Safer Roads Facilitator, and we'll catch you back next month.
Well, brilliant. Thank you. Compass FM.